Okay, we're on the Mishnah and bottom of Kaf Zayin Amud Aleph. Shofar shenitzdak v'dibku pasul. We have a shofar that was cracked. So Rashi learns a different deus in the Rishonim. Rashi learns that it was cracked into right down the whole length of the shofar into two pieces, and then he glued them together. It's pasul because it's the shofar echad. It says in the Torah not two or three shofars. Dibek shivrei shofars. Again, there's different shitas here, but Rashi learns that he took different pieces of shofars from different shofars and he stuck them together with glue and to make another one, also pasul for the same reason as the one shofar, not two or three. Next case, nikev usasamo. So the shofar got a hole in it, and he stopped it up. He plugged it up. So ima akev esetkiya pasul vim lav kasher means that if the hole was big enough that it sounds different after you plug it up. Now, it was a tiny little hole. You can't even tell the difference. You blow if it's plugged up, not plugged up. It sounds all the same. That's okay. But if it's akivas tzkiya, meaning that if you would blow, it sounds a certain way, and then you know the pitch would change by when you plug it up. So that means that hole was significant. It affected the sound. So then it's pasul. But in love, it's a small enough hole that you can't even tell the difference if you plug it up or not. You wouldn't make a difference in the sound. So that means it's not such a big hole, and therefore that's okay.
In the case of a small hole, do you need to plug it up?
Some and not if it doesn't change the sound. If it doesn't. Hatokei ala sochad bor, ala sochad dus, ala sochad pitas, im kol shofar shama yasa, im kol havara shama lo yasa. He blew inside of a bor, again a pit, or into a dus, which is, like we said, like a bor above ground, saw yesterday, or inside a big barrel. So it depends. If he heard only the sound of the shofar without mixing up any residual sounds, then it's fine. It's okay. He's yotze vim kol havara. If he heard the echo along with the sound of the shofar, then he's not yotze. V'chem isha yover mechorei beis ha-knesses. Osha yabeso samuch le beis ha-knesses. The guy was walking behind the shul, or he has his house next to the shul. Vishama kol shofar or kol megillah, and he heard the sound of the shofar, or he heard the megillah reading on Purim. Im kiven libo yasa. So if the one was hearing these sounds, he was mechavin. So the simple pshat is he decided to, oh, here's a shofar. Look good, I'll be yotzi, and he paid attention to be yotzi. Then fine, he's yotzi. Vim lav, if he didn't have in mind to be yotzi, he's not yotzi. Lo yasa. Afal pi she ze shama and ze shama. Even though this one, the guy that was not mechaven libo heard, and the guy that was mechaven libo heard, they both heard. But ze kiven libo v'ze lo kiven libo. Dafka, the one who had kavana to be yotzi is yotzi. The one, because we say that the one reading or blowing the shofar has in mind for everybody. You know, whoever wants to be yotzi is yotzi. That's what he has in mind. Therefore, it's up to the listener to make sure he has das as well. Hey, Rashi and Amud Aleph, shofar she nitznak v'dibko v'devek, he glued it with glue, shekorin glued, pasul dehavelei kishnei shofar, like we said. Okay. That's that. The Gemara. Right, according to for this part, yeah. We'll see when it comes to plugging up the hole, it's going to be differences. Okay, Tana Rabbanan says in the Braisa, if the shofar was long, v'kitzro, and he cut it, made it shorter, that's as long as there's a shear of a minimum shofar, which we're going to see later on what that is, then it's kosher. Gerdo, he peeled away, sanded away, whatever, the shofar to make it thinner. The Mido al Gildo, and it was left just a thin layer, it's fine, kasher, because there's no minimum shear as the thickness of the shofar. It can be a thin shofar, it's fine. Tzipeu zahav, he covered the line deep shofar with gold. Bimkom hanachas peh, if it's where one's lips touch the shofar, then it's pasul. But if it's not, if it's a little bit past the where your lips go on the thing, then that's fine. It's kasher. Sipeu zahab mibifnim. He lined it with gold on the inside. Then that's pasul because you're blowing on the air is passing through on the zahav. So it's like you're blowing gold and not the shofar. And that's no good. It's not the kol of shofar. Mibechutz, if you put on the outside of the shofar gold, so then it depends. Im nishtane kolo machmas mikamoshaya, if it sounds different, again, similar like we saw before with the hole, in other words, if you would blow it without the gold, and with the gold makes no difference, you can't tell any difference in the sound, then that's okay. But if it's nishtaneh kol, if it sounds differently, then that's possible. Right, bim lav kasha. Nikav usasamo. He got a hole and he plugged it up, like we saw before. This is a brisa, right? So it's similar to things we've seen in the Mishnah. So if he got a hole and he closed it up, so im me'akev esetkiya, like we saw in the Mishnah, if it sounds differently because of the hole and now it's plugged up, it changed the sound. That is pasul. Vim lav, it's kasha. Nasan shofar besoch shofar. Next case. He puts one shofar into another one, and he blows through both. So what's the din? Im pnimi shama, then yatsa. So if, how would that be? In other words, if you have the one shofar and the other one, and the inner one is, let's say, extends longer, and so what you're blowing through is really just one, the inner shofar. No air is going between the inner shofar and the outer shofar, because it's extending, the mouthpiece extends longer than the outer shofar, so you're basically just blowing through the middle one. So then that's okay. Your yotze, v'im kol hachitzon shama lo yatza. However, if they were, say, equal, the mouthpieces, they came to the same place, so then when you're blowing through, the air is not only going through the middle one, it's also going through, between the outer one and the inner one, this airspace between the two, it's going through there, so that's no good, because again, that's like blowing, we said that Taurus is one shofar, not two or three, and this is now you're making sounds through two or three shofar. Okay, see, Rashi, Hemidu al Gildo, he sanded down and it's just the one thin layer, said that it's okay, mibifnim pasul, if the gold's on the inside, is pasul, shetki abzav, because then you're blowing gold. Im kolchitzon shama lo yatza, if you hear the sound of the outer shofar, then you're not yotzi. Deika mechitzos apnimi mafsekes atkiya, because the inner one is interfering, the making hefsek between the two shofars. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, another brisa. Gerdu, he peeled away the shofar. Bein mifnim, bein mibechutz, whether he peeled it in from the inside or from the outside, it's a kasher. It's fine. Because we said there's no shear of the thinness. Gerdo v'amidu al gildo, and if he made it so thin, it's just like a one thin layer, still kasher. He niach shofar v'toch shofar, again, one shofar inside another. Im kol apnimi shamaf, he heard the middle one, he's yotze. V'im chitzon shamaf, he heard the outer one, lo yatza. Next case we haven't seen before, hafcho v'takabo. He turned it inside out. The shofar sounds like turns it inside out. Shofar, he's not yotze. Amar papa lo tema da hafche kikatuna. It doesn't mean that he turned it around. Meaning he obviously have to like melt the shofar in order to do this, but to take the inside and make it the outside of the shofar, like you kituna is like your coat. To take your coat and put it inside out, to take the shofar and put it inside it. You have to melt it, obviously, and that's not what we're talking about. Ela shehirchi v'sakatzar v'kitzer es ha-rachav. Rather, again, through heat, he took the thin part and he made it wide, and took the wide part and he made it skinny, and that's what it means, hafcho. So that is no good. My timer, why is it possible? This is k'derab matna. Dama rab matna v'havarta. It says in the pasuk, vavarta shofar trua, so we will learn from the word vavarta, shederech havaraso beinan, that the shofar has to be in the same way it was when it was on the animal, as was going on the animal. When it's on the animal, the white part was the white part, the skinny part was the skinny part, has to remain that way. If you turn it the other way around, it's no good. It's possible. Okay, we have a Rashi on that. Kitzer es harachav v'rotchim. Rashi says with hot water. V'avarta derech havaraso k'derech she'ayil maviro, like the ram goes with it v'rosho on his head. V'behema mechaim, while it's alive. Okay, back to the Gemara. So we said in the Mishnah, dibek shivrei shofar, it's possible. If you stick together pieces of shofar and you made another shofar, it's possible. Tana Rabbana, hosif alav, if you add it to the shofar, kol shu, even a little bit, meaning that you made it a little bit longer. You know, you added something to make it longer. Bein bimino, bein shalo bimino pasul. Whether the what you're adding on, it could even be like a shofar material. That's mino, or shalob mino, surely it's pasul. That's no good, because again, it's like shnaim and shlosha shofars, you're making it, making it another shofar here. Nike v'sasamo, again, there was a hole and he plugged it up. Okay, so now we're going to see a little different sheet this here. If he plugged up the hole, bein bimino, bein shalob mino, pasul. So the Tanakama holes, no matter what you plug it up with, it's no good. And according to the Tanakama, even if it doesn't affect the sound, okay, it's a new shita. This shita holds that even if it doesn't affect the sound, if you plug it up, it's no good, no matter what you plug it up with. Rabbi Nassan Omer, he says, bimino kasher, shelo bimino pasul. However, Rabbi Nassan argues, he says, no, it depends. If you plugged it up with the same min, if you put shofar material as your plug, then it's kosher. But then that's only again according to him if it doesn't affect the sound. But if it doesn't affect the sound, you know, by plugging it up, that's fine as long as it's bimino. Shelo bimino pasul, but you can't use something that's not shofar material. Okay, now the Gemara declares bimino kasher. Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'hu, he's clarifying what was just what Rabbi Nassan said, that yeah, when you use the same min, that's kosher, but v'hu, that's dafka, shenishtayer rubo. You have to make sure that most of the shofar is left. In other words, that the what you're plugging up is not the majority of the shofar. It's not such a big hole, right? That it's the majority of the shofar that you're plugging up. Is this a minimum amount? Then that's fine. Again, as long as it's the right, it's the same min, then you're okay. Gemara is therefore medayeket michlal. The shalob bimino afal pishenishtaya rubo pasul. That if therefore you use the wrong min, then even if it's nishtaya rubo, even if it's only a tiny little hole, you know, it's not the majority of the shofar, it's less, then even then, since it's not the same material, then it's no good. Okay, so it comes out according to you need three conditions in order to be kosher, according to this girsa. And that is that we said it has to be it's only a minimum that, you know, you're plugging up, and that you're using bimino, and that it doesn't affect the sound. You need those three conditions, then you're okay. Now we have anika demasni la seifa. Some learn that the words of Rabbi Yochanan on the seifa of Rabbi Nassan, not what we just said. In others, when we said shelo bimino pasul on that, if you use the wrong min, it's pasul on that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'hu shenifchas rubo. In other words, that's if the most of the shofar was made smaller because of the hole, okay. And then if he plugs up to something which is shelo bimino, then the shofar is pasul. But if it's not the rove of the shofar and it has a hole, then even if you use shelo bimino, then it's kosher. Okay, michlal de bimino, that if you use the right stuff, the same the shofar material, nafal pishenifchas rubo kasher. Then it can even be most of the shofar have a hole in it. Then it's fine as long as you use the right min. Right. So according to this shita, as long as the sound is not affected by the hole, then if it's most of the shofar has a hole in it, then you have to dafka plug it up with the right min. And if not the majority of shofar, then even shalom imeno is kosher, according to this shita.
Why do you like two shofars?
if it's bimino.
If it's
rov, right? So then you have the thing, and it's bimino. But it's not make of the sound. Yeah, but it could be because it's, I'm not sure, but I think it could be because it's not ma'akev of the sound. Right, we're talking about when it was not ma'akev of the sound. So therefore, it's not really like, it's like negligible. Like, it doesn't affect the sound. It's not like two shofars, because it's not like going through, it's, you know, it changes the sounds, and it's like, because it has like a different, it's also, could be, I'm not sure. Okay, tzipeyu zabibifinim. If he puts the gold on the inside, it's pasul. Because we said that you're like blowing through gold. If you put it on the outside, then nim nishtane kolo, if it's going to sound differently, mikamochaya, than it was before, pasul. Vim lav, and if it's not going to sound any different, then it's kosher. Nistak la'arko. If it's cracked down the length of the shofar, like we said, Rashi's learning into two pieces, it's pasul. L'rochbo, if it was cracked on the circumference of the shofar, in other words, like most of the shofar was cracked around, so then it depends. Im nishtayer bo shir tkiya kasher, vim lav pasul. So then you have to see where the crack is, and if from there the part, the place of the crack till the mouthpiece, there is a shir of tkiya still enough to be a kosher shofar, then you're okay. And vim lav pasul. Then if not. Vekama shir tkiya. And how much is a shir tkiya? How much is the minimum size of a shofar? Spirish Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Is that if you hold the shofar in your hand, that you can see a little bit coming out on both sides, that's the smallest shofar, and it's okay. Haya kolo dak, o ava, o tsarur, some say tsarud. If the sound was a thin sound, or a thick sound, or like a hoarse sound, then kasher, it's okay. Shekola kolos ksherim b'shofar, because all types of sounds are all fine for the shofar. Okay, see Rashi now a little bit. Dibek shivei shofros chulei b'mino kasher imeno miakev etzatkiya. As long as the sound is not affected, nistak kulo, the whole thing, like we said, from bottom, top to bottom. V'chein nistak l'rochbo kol rochbo bekefo, the whole or the hekef of the shofar, the circumference. From where the crack is on the circumference till your mouthpiece, it's, you have the shir tkiya, then it's kasher. The box score is the chashiv lei kaman the ashtakel kule behave lei arch v'katzur, because then it's like he basically this the part that's cracked and onwards is like not there, and therefore it's like basically he shortened the shofar, which as long as you have the minimum shir, you're okay. Saruar is lashon yavesh, that it's like dry, royish, belaz. Kadcho, okay, so we didn't get that. Okay, next. Shalchu le'lavua de Shmuel. They sent a question to Shmuel's father. Kedacho v'sakabo yatsa. So at this point, the Gemara thinks, what does that mean? Is that they made a hole in the bottom of the shofar to be able to blow, like a shofar. You know, it doesn't come with a hole at the tip. That it's the horn of the animal comes to the top, and it's just to give a little to understand what's going on over here. A little bit of background, right? The horn. How is it situated on the head? There's a bone growing out of the head, and on the bone, this the shofar grows. Okay, and on top. So if you can, it's like a, so the bone. You have the shofar is like slides on the is on top of the bone. Right, so what you have to do is they would cut the bone off. Okay, so now you have the shofar with a bone in it, and then they would take out the bone, and then at the end of the skinny part, you make a hole, and now you have the hollow of your shofar. Okay, so now we think at this point what the Gemara is saying is that if you make a hole in the end to blow, it's kosher. So then the Gemara says, well, of course, that's a pshita. Kulhu nami miksach kakulu. Every shofar has a hole in it. I can't blow without the holes. Of course, you make a hole in it, it's kosher. So Amar Ravashi, no, that's not what we meant to say. Kadcho, katkul lekadeach means like to drill, right? So it means kadchu bezachruso. Okay, so that's the chiddush, that it's kosher. What does that mean? Instead of removing the bone from the inside, and then you have the hollow shofar, they just like left the bone inside and just drilled in and made a hole. Okay, so you're blowing through the bone also. In know, normally the bone is not there. You're just blowing through the shofar. Yeah, they left the bone in and just drilled straight through, so the bone is still there, but you can still have a hollow in the middle of the bone, so you're still blowing through it. So then that's kosher. And there now at least we have a chiddush. The ma'od etemo maybe min b'mino chotzeis. Maybe that even though it's part of the, you know, animal, whatever, it was originally part of the horn, the shofar, but I might think that it's chotzeis. Kamash malan, that it's not chotzeis, and that would be okay if you did it that way also. Okay, Rashi. Kadchu nakfu, you made a hole. V'salcha daitach, the hava meaning was just nekev anakasapekamar, just where you blow through it. And then we said, no, kadchu v'zachrus, so the zachrus is the bone, right? He drilled through the bone. Kishahu mechubar bebehema, when the shofar is attached to the animal, etzem bolet min ha'rosh, there's the horn coming out of the head of the animal, v'nichnas l'tocho, and then the shofar goes on it, u'motzin oto mitocho, and then they take the bone out of the shofar. V'zeh lo hotziu, ela, this one, he didn't do that, ela, nakav es ha'zachru, so he just made a hole right through the bone. Okay. Last piece, we said in the Mishnah, tokei l'tocho bor l'tocho dus. If he blew in the bore or the inside the ground, outside the ground, and so we said if he heard the sound of the echo with the shofar, so then he's not yotze. Amar Rav Huna lo shanu lo son ha omdim al sfasabu. That when is a problem of hearing the echo and not being yotze? That's referring dafka those people that are on the outside of the bore and they're hearing the sounds that are going on from the inside of the bore. So then they hear the echo and it's a problem. Avalosan ha'omdim babor, but those that are actually in the bore with the shofar, then yatsu. Excuse me. Then they're yotzi, because they hear this, the shofar, not the call of the avar. Thank you. Okay, they don't hear the echo. Tanya namihachi. Also, we have a brisa to this effect. Hatokel tocha bor l'tocha zuz. Yatsa, he's yotzi. I vatnan, but the Mishnah says you're not yotzi. Lo yatsa. El alav shmamina k'derahuna. So that's the answer to the stira. The brice in the Mishnah is depends where you are. If you're not yotzi, if you're outside the bor, then you're hearing the echoes, and you're okay if you're inside the bor. That's the answer. Shmamina. V'k'derami lehu mirme. Some raise it as a stira and answer it like this. Tznan, again, our Mishnah said, Hotokel tocha bor, tocha dus, lo yatsa, it's not good, because you're hearing the echoes, etc. Ay vatani, the Brisa says, you are yotze, amar avhuna, lo kashya, and he answers, we saw before, kan lo sanom dim al sfasa bor, there's ones referring to those on the outside of the bor, they're hearing the echoes, that's no good, and kan lo sanom dim babor, as opposed to the ones that are in the bor, so they're not hearing the echoes, they're hearing the actual shofar, and therefore they are yotze. Okay, the Rashi, Osanam Omdim Babor are yotze, Shehein kol shofar lo olam shamu. They're hearing just the call of the shofar. Ikid Ramalu Mirma, some raise it as a contradiction. Yesh Talmidim, Shehein Shonin Laha, they didn't learn this of the Rav Huna, Be'inan lo shanu. Lefrushe Masnisi. They didn't have it as a loshanu to explain the Mishnah. Ela Ramu Mirma Masnisi no Brisa Dade, but rather they had a contradiction between the Brisa and the Mishnah. Va'ala Kai Rav Huna Umeshani. That's what Rav Huna is referring to, and he answers it up.